From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. No advertising, no signage, and no regular hours of operation to speak of. At first glance, it doesn't sound like the recipe for a particularly stable business model, but that could depend entirely on what you're selling. If the recipe also includes a smoker, slabs of ribs, and a secret recipe of spices and sauce, you may just have an irresistible product, as News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams tells us in this week's essay.
87 degrees in the shade, and it wasn't yet noon. Nor was it even officially summer, but the hazy, wet heat was 100% July. So was the sudden scent, woodsy and thick, rich with the tantalizing promise of grilled meat. Even with the windows up and the air conditioner on, it filled the car, wrapping the boys and me in its smoky spell. Barbecue, we gasped with nearly one voice. It didn't help that we'd just spent the last few hours at the Imaginarium going full tilt, pinballing from sandbox to citrus trees to swans to saltwater aquariums, reconciling the interests of big and little brothers in a hands-on museum is always a trick. The big one wants to watch the 3D movie. The little one wants to disassemble the special glasses. The big one wants to make shadow pictures. The little one wants to throw sand. But with enough time, it is possible to satisfy and exhaust them both, and we were finally ready to head out. There was just one thing we hadn't done, lunch. I had rebuffed their pleas for snack bar hot dogs, sodium, cholesterol, nitrites, and all that, congratulating myself smugly on my nutritional correctness. Yet no sooner had we turned onto Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard than the car filled with that divine smell, and my self-righteous resolve vanished. It didn't help that the kids were in the back, moaning, drooling, straining against their seatbelts, whining like underfed hounds. Okay, I got the message. I turned the car around and pulled up to the source of the scent. It's a little lanai-looking place I had passed hundreds of times. Nestled under the arms of a huge live oak, the building had no neon, no sign, no decoration, just a rick or two of split wood piled up in front. We stood a moment at the screen door, unsure if this was in fact the entrance, until a voice rang out, "Come on in!" Just inside the door, a few slabs of ribs glistened on the grate of a huge black barrel cooker. The glowing wood below sizzled and hissed as juice dripped and smoked. "That smell," I told the man who'd met us, "we just couldn't resist it." He grinned. Obviously, Mr. Willie McCarter has heard that line before. He was cooking chicken and ribs that day, and we ordered a slab to go. As he painted on sauce, then sliced the seared rack into portions, I asked him why there wasn't even a roadside clue about his establishment. "I don't do any publicity, don't want it. People have come by, sure, TV people have come with cameras, but I tell them I have all the publicity I need. That's why I don't even have a sign. It'd just cost me more money," he said, tucking in a few wax paper-wrapped slices of white bread and a handful of napkins into the bag, along with heavy foil-wrapped package of ribs. "I do just fine." We hightailed it to the Shady Oaks Park, tumbled out of the car, and hastily set up at a picnic table. One mouthful was all it took to know. These were the best ribs I'd tasted in a long time, maybe ever. Tender, cooked to mahogany perfection, they were glazed with tangy sweet sauce. "Deliciously delicious," is all the usually articulate firstborn could muster between mouthfuls. The little one didn't even come up for air, holding one end of a bone like a lollipop while gnawing on the other. Surrendering our identities to hunger and pleasure, we were wolves, we were pirates, we were true Southerners, utterly in the thrall of this sauce-slathered delicacy pulled like a miracle from the hot wood fire. In short, it was a completely uncivilized convulsion of carnivory, sticky and slick and utterly satisfying, perhaps more so for being so ill-mannered and nutritionally incorrect. I wish I could tell you the name and the hours of that little rib place, but first of all, there's no rigid schedule. It's just open when it's open, usually Fridays and almost always weekends. Second, I sort of promised Mr. McCarter I wouldn't. But you really don't need me to spell it out. All you have to do is get on MLK, head east downtown, and cross the tracks. If it's open, and if Mr. McCarter is manning his grill, you'll know it. Just follow your nose.